And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, just want to give you the results of this week's poll. The question was very simple. It was a yes-no question. Are you going to make a New Year's resolution for 2012? And overwhelmingly, 2-1, people said no, not going to be making any New Year's resolutions going into 2012. As I said, every show's got a theme, and today's theme is fish tales. Each of my guests is describing something related to fishing, whether it's marine sustainability, fishing for a better life, or a new oyster restaurant opening up here in town. My next guest is a local entrepreneur. He's a former international banker turned aquaculturist, and we'll discuss his business and the new restaurant that he's opened up at the San Buenaventura State Beach. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Mark Reynolds is the co-founder and general manager of Maxmar Seafood. Mark has a passion for the sea and farming and believes in business built on solid relationships. He's worked for the first 10 years of his professional life as an international banker before seeing the looming collapse of the world's fisheries and the pivotal role that aquaculture can play in meeting the ever-increasing demand for seafood. Although involved in all aspects of the business, he mainly focuses on farm production and commercial and marketing aspects of the business. Mark holds a first-class business degree from the University of Brighton Business School in England. He's also earned a master's degree in aquaculture and academic silver medal from the renowned Institute of Aquaculture at Scotland's Stirling University. Joining me here in the studio, hi Mark, how are you today?
Hey Billy, very well, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. Oh, pleasure. Thank you for coming in. And I got to start with the absolute obvious question, because it's an interesting path that brings you to where you are today. How does somebody start out in international banking and then end up opening up an oyster restaurant here in Ventura?
I thought you weren't going to ask me any difficult questions today, Billy. You know, I don't know, everyone's got their own path to lead. I was working as an employee, really not loving what I wanted to do, and I did a lot of soul searching as to really what made me tick and what made me happy. And I like business. I loved working with my grandfather when I was a kid in the vegetable plot that we had, and sowing the seeds, doing the general weeding, doing the harvesting. I was brought up in the Red Sea and the Arabian Gulf, and I loved the sea. And I saw this looming collapse of the fisheries. Today, 76% of the world's fisheries are either exploited, overexploited, or depleted. And if the management of those fisheries doesn't change by the year 2050, FAO say that there will be an elimination of the fisheries. So I was interested when I was living down in Chile that they started working on aquaculture, and particularly the salmon industry there, and matching that with my experiences in Hong Kong and the passion that particularly the Asians have for seafood. Everything sort of came together, and the light bulb went off, and fish farming seemed to be the thing for me, and I've just been stuck ever since.
So. Well, it is a fascinating industry. I don't have many fish farmers that actually come in and talk to me on the radio, so I'm glad for that. So how did you make that transition then to Maxmar Seafood, which is your company where you raise the fish?
Well, obviously, coming from banking gave me a good banking, a sort of good business background, but I didn't have any of the biological or systems knowledge to start an aquaculture company. So I did a master's for a year in a pretty renowned university up in Stirling in Scotland. And there, basically through a process of elimination, I found what really didn't make sense. And a lot of fish farming, unfortunately, doesn't make sense. Feeding fish to fish, for example. When I first was doing the master's course, the conversion ratios of the food that you needed in order to produce the final product were 7-1. You needed to feed 7 pounds of trash fish to produce 1 pound of salmon, and obviously that's not really very sustainable.
Right.
When you look at the crustacean, and particularly the shrimp business, a lot of the shrimp industry is based in warm waters around the equator. And from a commercial point of view, you want to be in a place where there's not too much pumping. You don't want to be pumping uphill. It's too much energy. So you settle in lowland areas, and particularly in the mangrove swamps. And what's happened an awful lot with the shrimp farms is they've started destroying the mangrove swamps. And those are the nurseries of the wild fishery. So from an environmental point of view, they're not very friendly. And then you get down to what for me makes most sense, which are bivalve filter feeders. And they filter feed microalgae at the base of the food chain. And as such, they are perfect. You can, you don't have to feed them. You don't have to corral them. You don't have to produce anything. And the systems you can work naturally. So really, for me, they're the most sustainable type of any type of farming you can do. And they're very, very healthy for you as well, which is good.
Well, that is good. My guest is Mark Reynolds. We're talking about his new Jolly Oyster restaurant, which he's opened up the San Buenaventura Beach, State Beach. But before we get there, talk to me a little bit about Maxmar Seafood and the aquaculture that you do there. I mean, again, trained in Scotland. How did you end up with Maxmar, and where is Maxmar located?
Okay, well, the interesting thing about doing mollusks is because they are so sustainable and because they do filter feed, they will only grow as fast as the place where you actually set up your farm. So if your farm waters aren't of the right quality, and particularly if they don't have the right microalgae and nutrients in the water, they just won't grow very well. So if you're in the, if I was going to do this in Scotland, for example, I could maybe find that they have 3, 4, 5 years until they get to their market size. If you go to somewhere like Baja California, you could possibly reduce that from 5 years down to 2 years. So the idea was we started with the world atlas, and then we went eliminating different parts of the world, and we took about a year and a half, and then we did some real research into what the waters in Mexico, in Brazil, and in Chile, and we ended up in Baja California as being the optimum place for shellfish farming. And there we've got conditions where you've got the Alaska, well, the California current, which comes down from Alaska, brings down cool waters, which are augmented by upwellings, which come from the Pacific coast, as we know here in Ventura. And the mix of those cool waters with the nutrients mean it's absolutely ideal for producing shellfish.
All right, I want to come back and talk about aquaculture and producing the shellfish, but all right, I get how you went from Scotland here to Baja California and how you chose that. You've just opened up a restaurant here at the San Buenaventura Beach. Why here? Why Ventura? There are many places up and down the coast.
Well, again, it's partly very personal. It's a very personal choice of mine, and also partly a process of elimination. We're very interested in being Californian, even though we are in Baja California, but we see Baja California as being part of a greater California. So I feel very Californian as it is. Now, when we're looking at the future and what we're trying to do, we're trying to be local. And local is defined by FDA as 400 miles. 400 miles as the truck drives rather than as the crow flies.
Got it.
And so anywhere between really Santa Barbara and down to San Diego is really our local market. Now, what we're trying to do here in the Jolly Oyster is we're trying to bring the farm to the California public. We're trying to replicate what we have and give that experience to people to come down and eat shellfish naturally and picnic on the beach. So we're looking for a place which is on the ocean, and for me, anywhere that has the same sort of feel as where we're producing. And if I'm going through this process of elimination, the LA belt down to San Diego is just a little bit too built up. It doesn't have the same feel as this central coast from Ventura up to Santa Barbara. We approached the California State Parks, and they invited us to go to the San Buenaventura State Beach. And we had a look at the place. We loved it. We loved the people here. We loved the whole feel of Ventura County, from Ojai, Camarillo, Oxnard. It's got a very, very interesting dynamic from us, from both the Hispanic, the Asian, the Filipino community, as well as the Caucasian community. And it's right there on the 101, which means that we got this corridor of traffic just flowing out of LA up to Santa Barbara, Ojai, all of the time. So it's really, for us, we are just in the perfect position.
Wow.
And I love it here. It's just the people are just so friendly there. I've lived in many parts of the world, and I don't think I felt more welcome than I have since our, you know, opening about 4 months ago.
Well, it's a glowing testimonial. My guest is Mark Reynolds. He is the owner of the Jolly Oyster. Also, he is the co-owner of Max Marsh Seafood. Let's go back to aquaculture, if we can, for just a minute. Describe your aquaculture farm down in Baja California, because to me that's fascinating.
Well, we've set up a hatchery which produces the seeds, the oyster and clam seeds, which is our two main products, and we've set up two farms in the Baja California, in the northern state of Baja California. They're on the Pacific side. One is in the place called San Quintin, and the other is in Laguna Manuela. What we're looking from establishing two farms is that if there's any particular problem with one water source, then we can rely on the other one. Both farms have particular conditions in terms of their intertidal movement, in terms of their substrates, in terms of how accessible they are. And they lend themselves to farming the different species. So we have two different species of oyster. And if we're producing one oyster in one farm, they will come out different than the other, with the same species in the other farm.
Fascinating.
And that's because they really, really depend more than the wine and terroir. The microalgae will change the nature of their meat and also the taste of the oyster and texture and everything else. So it's to have the two farms gives us a richness which we wouldn't otherwise have. It brings down the risk of closure for, you know, a limited period of time if anything's going wrong. And it allows us to do different species as well. So going into the Manila clams, which we've started doing. So we've set up the two farms on the Pacific coast. We've set up the packaging plant for export. We've been exporting now for about 8 years. The exports we've been doing through distributors up to now, and we will continue to do those, and we can continue to grow through those distributors. But we particularly want to start now growing by selling directly to you, to the public. It makes an awful lot of sense from the public's point of view because the product is direct. There's a lot of the movement towards eating or buying from
local boars.
Local and buying at the farmers' markets is this beginning to integrate again and develop the trust between the producer and the final consumer, which has been lost a lot with distribution in the past. Mm. And so trying to bring us together with the customer, that's what we're trying to do.
Have you landed any major accounts, any major retail grocery store chains or any restaurants that are buying your product from you?
When we first started, a lot of our main products at the moment, which is the Kumamoto oyster, for a number of reasons, we started selling in New York. One of our larger customers there was a large retail customer called Legal Seafoods. Here on the LA coast, a lot of our Manila clams are bought indirectly by Santa Monica, which a lot of people know, Santa Monica Seafoods. And they distribute to a number of the chains, which people may know, King's Seafood, for example, restaurants. We are in the, what's that restaurant in New York? Central Station, the Grand Central Station, which is one of the, I think it's the largest oyster bar in the world, Grand Central.
The one that overlooks actually Grand Central Station's platform?
It's actually downstairs, and it's huge, and that's nice. But again, rather than concentrating on other people, I think if we can try to bring ourselves directly to the public and develop the Jolly Oyster, which is for us this great picnicking area. It's an experience. It's outdoors. It's about you rather than the restaurant. It's a BYOB. It's just a fun place to come and escape and learn also about what's going on with aquaculture. We've got interactive signs up there. We talk to as many people as we can. There's people are fascinated by what we're doing, and a lot of people haven't seen this in their day-to-day life. So there's a lot of soaking up of information going. It's fun.
Without a doubt. My guest is Mark Reynolds. We're talking about the Jolly Oyster. So give us an idea. If somebody who comes to the Jolly Oyster, they don't really know what to expect. What might they expect if they sit down and get some seafood, some clams or some oysters from you?
Okay. As I said, we've established ourselves on the beach. We're in the San Buenaventura State Park, which is right off the 101 at Seaward. A lot of people know the In-N-Out Burger there for whatever reason, and we're almost opposite there. You can come in, and it's free parking for 20 minutes if you just want to come and go, just like a farmer's stand. Otherwise, we have big picnic tables, and we have barbecue grills. And people are bringing in their own picnics. It's your gig. So they're bringing their champagne, they're bringing their wine. They can bring whatever food they like, but they've got the option of bringing the oysters and the clams and cooking those on the grills there. And it's just a lot of fun. We had just this Boxing Day. We had about 150 people, and there was a food chair going on. It was really good. But in order to visualize this, I'll probably want to orientate people towards our website, which is thejollyoyster.com. And on the homepage, just on the left-hand side, you'll see a little icon with a video. And the video will show you, there are three videos. One video shows you the Jolly Oyster and what it looks like and how it works. And I think most people will get it just looking at that. And then there's another video which will show you particularly the Max Mar operation and what we're about and why we're doing it. And that's about 10 minutes long, but it's a lot of people are liking that sort of documentary style that we've done.
And that's found at the jollyoyster.com website. If people are interested in finding your physical location, again, the address for that is?
If you're doing it through your GPS, put in 911 San Pedro Street, which will take you to the gate of the San Buenaventura State Park in Ventura.
All right.
But you want to go inside. Again, it's free parking if you're just going in to take away. Otherwise, if people are averse to paying parking, which I've heard from time to time, there's free parking outside just in the Pierpont area. So.
Oh, that is wonderful. My guest has been Mark Reynolds. What a great way to bring in the new year, something new here in Ventura, something that you can take advantage of, the Jolly Oyster down at the San Buenaventura State Beach. Mark, thank you for coming into the studio, and thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.
And a Happy New Year to you as well.